You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Liz is our champion right now, though. Hey, Liz, good morning. What's going on with your world today?
Hey, good morning. I'm glad I stayed on the line so I wouldn't have to, like, feel bad about hanging up.
Seriously, who does that?
Who does that?
Who does that, Liz?
Hey, I wanted to say good morning to the boys.
Hi, Liz.
And I have been a long-time listener. This is my first time. I have been here with Dama Joe, Dama Jane, Dama Jeremy, your interns Jen and Josh. And when you got Josh, I was like, oh, my gosh, is Jeremy going to be leaving?
Well, you have been around a long time, haven't you, Liz?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
I say, Jeremy, watch out for those J interns that come in.
No joke, right? They just swoop right in.
Absolutely.
That's funny.
What do you do, Liz? I've got to know.
So I teach elementary school, and I've listened to you guys as I drive to work every day.
Well, thank you for that.
Very nice. Where do you teach
at? How are the kids where do you teach?
First of all, where do you teach, and then how are the kids?
I teach at Aurora Public School, and I love the kids.
Oh, good. Okay, is there one, though, that you can't stand?
Not that I'm going to ever say online, ever. But, no, I love them all.
That's good. Good for you. You're a saint with those kiddos.
That Jeremy's right, that there's at least one or two that you're just
kids.
Like, oh.
It's all boogers and farts with all those kids, so.
Yeah, when they're that little, yeah.
You know what? This gives me a chance to chat with you about something that I've maintained for a long time, and I want to know if you either agree or you might strongly disagree. But every time I hear the talk about, quote, kids these days, I always come back with, kids haven't changed at all. The technology around them and the tools that they have at their disposal and the distractions that they may have changed a lot. But I maintain that kids today are the same as kids 30 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. Do you agree with that, or do you take exception to that?
I strongly agree with you. I've taught for 40 years, and I guarantee you every year it's exactly the same as it was 40 years ago.
Yes, kids are kids. It's funny that, you know, I see that when my kids come home and they're like doing the same jokes and the same things that were said and done I was a kid. And I'm like, I know you're cracking up over these stupid jokes. I was like, but this is nothing new. It's like, I did the same thing.
Some of them are telling jokes that I told when I was in school.
Oh, my God. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, suddenly I'm feeling very sorry for my teacher.
Good for you.
That's good.
Yeah, so after all these years, like, we just met some people at our happy hour this past Friday who, like you, said they had been listening for, you know, a long, long time. And they also said they had never, ever called before. So I'm just curious, after listening for so long, do you have any question that you want to ask me or Jeremy or both?
You know, that's funny. When I picked up, I wasn't really thinking about a question I could ask you guys, but I was like, hey, has radio changed with all the years you've been in, Dom?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. I have a memoir about just, it's not an autobiography because it's not about my whole life. It's just a memoir about radio and my years in radio. And I do talk in there about some of the changes in the industry. And
I just remember back in the 80s, you know, and 70s. I mean, we just lived and died by the radio and would wait to listen for our songs to come on and try and tape them.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing about that is that radio is still the most used medium of all. So, you know, all the talk about, oh, what happened to radio? Radio is still number one in terms of use. It's something like 90-something percent of people still access the radio on a weekly basis. But radio itself, the way it communicates with people has changed a little bit. What Jeremy and I will stand by till we go to our graves is that the strength of what we do on morning radio, which hasn't changed, is still doing what we're doing right now, which is talking to you. It's an actual back and forth form of communication. Because if you listen to a podcast, you can't communicate with those people, right? You're just listening. If you watch a TV show, you're not communicating with them. If you go to a movie, you're not communicating with them. With radio, it's one of the only back and forths that you get. And that is what has kept us vibrant and kept the industry, as far as morning radio, alive all these years, is that it's a two-way communication. And it's the advantage we have over all of the other distractions out there. So that's what I'll say to that. Long-winded answer. Sorry, Liz.
No, that's okay.
I'm glad you called. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for listening for so long. It really means the world to us, okay?
That's awesome. Thank you.
Goodbye,
all
Liz.
All right, Liz. Good luck with those kids today. Here's Tracy, who's been patiently holding. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to Long Time First Time.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're good, Tracy.
What's on
good.
Your mind today?
Oh, nothing. Just work, schmirk, you know?
Yeah, what do you do?
I work for Frito-Lay.
Oh, nice.
Oh, new best friend. Our new best friend.
All right. Do you get product to take home?
Yeah, just basically the stuff that goes out of date or whatever, then we either trash it or donate it or I take it home. And my neighbors just love me because I give it out to all my neighbors and stuff.
You're like, here's some old chips.
Yeah, pretty much. My kids will eat anything, so they always munch on everything I bring home too, you know?
Yeah.
So when they put that date on the bag, so it's like either a sell by or best buy or something like that. How long would you say after that date is everything still cool to eat?
Oh, gosh, you can eat it for years after, I think, you know.
Yeah.
As long as it's not open.
If you're stoned enough.
Yeah, right? Right?
Did you watch that show that was on, was it Apple TV, about the guy that came up with the Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Yes, I did. I don't know if that story's full of crap, but it was a cute movie.
He was the janitor that came up with all the spices with his family. Yeah. And I don't think it's full of crap.
But I mean, that part of the story is true, though.
I think it's
Because he wasn't one of their executives. I mean, that part.
No.
You think they just Hollywoodized it a little bit too much?
I think so, but I don't know.
Well, the movie's obviously entertaining, but the guy had, like, the cojones to reach out to, like, the head of Frito-Lay and say, hey, you know, you need to try this. I think that truly happened. It was an Eva Longoria
show, Jeremy, because I want to see it. I never watched
Flamin'
it.
Flamin' or something?
Is that
what was the name of it? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it was, like, Flamin' Hot or something.
Flamin' Hot or whatever. It's actually worth a watch.
And Eva Longoria, I think, wrote or directed that movie,
right.
Too.
That's right. Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. So. It's a legit source, I think.
What's your boy's favorite chip?
Takis.
Takis? Really? That's not even Frito-Lay.
I know. Traitor. Sorry. I don't like him to eat them because he brings them home and the chips are, like, bright blue or bright green. And I'm like, this cannot be good for your gut. At all.
I know. It turns your fingers bright blue and bright green forever. Imagine what it does to your inside.
No,
you know?
Joke. I know. So,
mm-hmm.
Like, you,
them kids
it's
love
like
those Takis.
Really, really special occasions. The Takis are like a big thing in middle school right now.
Yeah, and them kids don't know nothing about heartburn yet. Wait till they start getting heartburn.
Sure don't, do they?
Twice about them Takis.
I like your style, Tracy. I really
You're
do.
Funny.
Yeah, that's all I see
like
when I see them Takis is heartburn.
I feel like the way I should answer is I need to say a Frito product just to save our asses here since Jeremy's a traitor.
Yeah, like baked Lays. Say baked Lays.
Yeah, sure, baked Lays. I'll just go with the classic Frito. How's that? Just
classic
give me a
Frito.
Classic.
There you go.
Or Doritos.
There you go.
Doritos are good.
They're all really so expensive now.
Yeah, really, it's Sun Chips. But, you know, classic Frito is really good, too.
Not bad. So. The scooping one, so you can dip it in your bean dip. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy, you got any question for us or no?
No, I don't think so. Did you move out to Georgia, Dom?
Yeah, like 4.5 years ago.
Did you? How
That's
do you like
so
it out there?
4 years ago.
So 4 years ago, Tracy. That's so 2019. I love it. It's great. I come back to Denver 4 or 5 times a year, and that, like, I was in Denver last week and loved it. Because Denver is still
good.
Home. Colorado
is
home.
Yeah, my mom and my kids and I met you guys when you went out to the main event in Thornton.
Yeah, that was
from,
a good turnout.
We're from Thornton, where we eat our dead.
There you go. Tracy, you are a champ. Thank you for being on the show. Have a fun weekend, okay?
Thank you, boys. Thank you for making us laugh. My mom and my kids and I just love listening to you guys. So.
Oh, I love your
That's
mom.
Terrific. Hugs to all of you,
guys,
okay?
You guys rock, and hugs to you guys. Hugs and smooches.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tracy.
Gross.
No, I'll take it. That sounds good. Doritos
kisses, yeah.
It's a Frito smooch from Tracy. Hey, Andrew, good morning. What are you doing today?
Good morning, boys. How are we doing?
Good.
We are doing well.
What are you doing today?
What are you doing?
I am going to work. I'm getting ready to load this truck and deliver coffee to those cranky pants.
Where do you deliver coffee to? That's hilarious, first of all. But where are you delivering coffee to?
Mainly apartment complexes. We do, everywhere.
Really?
Pretty much everywhere.
You're
man.
The coffee guy, huh?
Huh. And
I'm the coffee guy.
But they're only cranky until you show up, right? And then they're happy, I would think.
Oh, yeah. They're really happy when they see me. They see me in the truck, and they're like, oh, there's the coffee guy.
There's Andrew.
Smiles on their
Jump
face.
Him.
Do you deliver exactly. anything do you deliver anything besides coffee? Do you have any, like, pastries or anything like that, or is it just
no,
coffee?
No, just coffee, your typical creamers. Yeah.
Well, now, how about you? Do you get to take some of it home?
No, I don't. I just do my cup of coffee in the morning, and I'm good for the rest of the day.
Seems like you should be able to get some. Do you deliver any tea at all? Because I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm a tea drinker. Can you take care of me with that or no?
With the tea, of course I can. We do deliver tea. We got a whole ton of tea. So much
tea.
What kind of tea do you like?
Just pure black tea. I'm not into the
Lipton.
Flavors and stuff. No, my favorite is a little brand called Red Rose Black Tea. That's it's Canadian. It's like a Canadian import, and I love my Red Rose. Give me some of that, okay. Andrew.
I got you. I will take care of you boys for sure.
You're a
good guy, Andrew.
Hey, listen, before we run, we are up against the break. Do you have any questions for us, or are you good to go?
Jeremy, when you got your vasectomy, did it hurt?
Did it, Jer?
It hurt the doctor. It bent the needle like twice when they were trying to numb me up. Honestly, buddy, truth be told, I went out. It was like the next day, and I test drove a Mustang. So, I mean, it was like it was
He's
not
tough,
a big
though,
deal
Andrew.
At all, man.
Why, are you thinking about getting one, and you're worried that it's just going to hurt too much?
Yeah, I'm actually. And I'm just like, I don't want to be awake for this.
It's the biggest concern amongst all the guys that it's going to hurt and you'll lose your manhood and blah, blah, blah.
You'll be fine.
It's so it's like 20 minutes and you're done, dude.
And you'll get it done, Andrew.
The best 20 minutes of your life.
There's
you don't have to worry anymore.
There's a guy who, if you want to save some money, there's a guy who does it out of a van over there off of
He's
Broadway.
The best.
So go see him, okay?
Just don't watch any YouTube videos before you go in. I suggest that. Don't watch YouTube videos, okay?
All right. I appreciate you, buddy.
Good luck.
So much, man.
We appreciate you, Andrew. You're a good man. Thank you for being on the show. Careful driving around with that coffee today. And that's another edition of Long Time, First Time. Man, I love that.